the Torah writes that on the Shalosh Regolim are connected the three Avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And the 12 months of the year, the Yud Beis Chadashim, are connected the 12 tribes, the Yud Beis Shvatim. And when the Torah writes in the beginning of Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, he says, really, the Rosh Chodeshim, the 12 months of the year, which is probably 18, should have been Yom Tovim. It should have had a regular dinner of a Yontif. Imagine all those, you wouldn't have any vacation days left, but you'd have to take 12 days, maybe 18 days of Rosh Chodesh. However, because of the Cheda Ego, Rosh Chodesh was turned into a regular day, you know, not just a little higher than a regular day, but not in between a regular day and a Yontif. And in a regular Rosh Chodesh, it says you should be marbe ksas. You should have ksas simcha, so have a little more simcha. Not as much as a yantah, but more than this. You should show it's not a regular day, it's a little higher. However, it falls short of having a status of a yantah. The women have a meaning not to do malacha, since they were involved in the sin of the Cheda Ego, because the Jews sinned in the Cheda Ego, and therefore it no longer had a status of a, it was supposed to have a status, so therefore the women have a minig not to do malacha during certain times. So that's the regular Rosh. What about when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos? So the Svarim write that when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, it takes on a din of a yantif. Since Shabbos is me'ein olam haba, and so therefore, and it's l'mala menachet, in other words, we don't count the cheda, we don't have to recognize on Shabbos the cheda ego. So therefore, it takes on the status of a yantif. So normally Rosh Chodesh is in between a chol and a yantif, but on Shabbos it takes on the status closer to a yantif, not a real yantif, we don't say hallel, but it's on a higher form. Where do we see any rayas to this? It has a form of a yantif. Because if you look at the lashon in the Musaf on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, we say we have a different language. We have a different right. So instead of saying Tikanta Shabbos, we say Atar Yotzarta Lomcha Mikedem. Then we say Ahavta Osono Veratzisa Bano Veramatono Mekaloshonos. So in a regular Rosh Chodesh Shabbos, we don't find this lashon of Veramatono Mekaloshonos Vekedeshanos. That's more like a Yontif Dika Davening. So we see from here that when Shabbos falls out on Rosh Chodesh, so it takes on the din, at least a quasi-din of a yantah. And with this he explains as well, there's another halacha, that when Rosh Chodesh Iyar falls out on Shabbos in the middle of Sfira, so again, the different minhagim, whether you shave or you don't shave, assuming you don't shave on Erev Shabbos. So the halacha is when Rosh Chodesh Iyar falls out on Shabbos, you're allowed to shave on Erev Shabbos, even in the middle of Sfira. The kasha is why on Erev Rosh Chodesh or Erev Shabbos, we usually don't shave, for those who don't shave. So what's so special about Shabbos Rosh Chodesh? So therefore we see, since when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, it takes on a higher level of Kedusha, an aspect of a Yontif, so therefore that's enough to be permitted to shave. And with this explains the minhag of Klal Yisrael, that what do they do on when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos? They add another special food besides the cholent, the kugel, the liver, the gefilte fish, the chicken soup, or whatever they might be eating. So we find the minhag is to add another food, a double food, to have a double treat to show, because on Shabbos it's always this way. And we want to show it's Rosh Chodesh, that we want to celebrate Rosh Chodesh. It raises it to a yantif, so we have another special food. And perhaps this week, you want to take on an added chumrah, you could add a third food, since it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh and it's Shabbos Shkolim. So therefore, if you want, you could take on have three special foods at the meal, but that's the Indian one. Rosh Chodesh during the week has a din in between, a little more than a weekday, but not a yantiv. And when Shabbos, when Rosh Chodesh wasn't on Shabbos, it moves closer to a yantiv than a day of a week. It's not a full yantiv, clearly. We don't have the din of halal and other halachas, but we do find the davening already, the nusach ha-tfilah, that yitzarta, is mashma nusach of yantiv, and so is that on Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Iyar, you could do a shave, and the minhag of having double food, that's because Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba, takes on the status of a quasi-yantiv.